Aaron Sanchez and the Blue Jays take on Justin Verlander and the Tigers to begin the second half, and this one is a pitcher's duel until the fifth inning.
And again, to see them 13th in run scoring.
That's something.
His eye open. Line drive to left, deep, way back, and gone off the bat of Steve Pierce.
Yikes.
1-1 on Alex Avila. 0-2 today against Sanchez. Swinging a line drive right to the glove of the third baseman. Donaldson threw back, trying to double off Presley, but it's off the glove of Smoke, and in to score comes Iglesias. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive, left field, deep, trouble, gone. Jose Bautista with number 15, and the Blue Jays take a 4-1 lead in the seventh. 3-0, high and away.
Hey.
He walked him, third walk of the inning for Blaine Hardy. It was on four pitches, another bases loaded walk. Hardy sets, 3-2, swinging a line drive into left, a base hit, that's gonna score two. Pilar in. Bautista right behind him. Two-run single, 7-1, Toronto.
And 7-2, Toronto would be your final. Aaron Sanchez goes six innings and allows just an unearned run on seven hits to record his first win of the season. And Jose Bautista's two RBIs on Friday push him past George Bell for third place on the Blue Jays' all-time list with 741. With the loss, the Tigers slip to 10 games under 500 for the year at 39-49. Here's their manager, Brad Ausmus.
Well, you got to throw strikes, for one. You can't walk 10 people and expect to win a lot of baseball games. And we couldn't come up with a big hit. They had men on base, came up with a couple of big hits, and it was pretty much all Blue Jays.
What's your level of disappointment? I mean, you guys talked about kind of having the fresh start. You come back after the break, and then you get this.
Not really happy about it. You know, you get the break. It gives you a chance to reset. And then we don't do much. We certainly didn't do much positive.
You also had just out of the 10 hits, two extra base hits. One was a home run. Just the guys struggle at the plate. Can you kind of address that?
Well, it's not that we struggled. We got hits. We just didn't get the big hits. We didn't get the run scoring hits or the big two-out hit to drive in a couple. That was really the important thing that was missing.
Brett, with the 10 walks, how much of that can be attributed to just the approach against guys, or how much could be attributed to maybe rust?
No, I'm not going to put it on rust. Blue Jays had the same amount of days off as we had, so they seemed fine. And I don't know that it was approach. Sometimes guys get out of whack mechanically, but we can't walk that many guys. We can't have that many deep counts. You keep turning the lineup over. The defense gets bored standing around. You can't win games that way. You can't perform like that at the big league level.
I would assume, like, you put up with a lot of stuff, but walks is probably the one thing that you probably can't put up with, right?
You can't defend it. You can't defend it. And, you know, at this level of baseball, walks happen, but they shouldn't happen like that.
How would you assess Justin's night overall?
Overall it was good. He did have, obviously, pitch count got up again. Had some deep counts. He had some walks. And probably didn't go as deep in the game as he or we would have liked. But he gave us a chance to win.
Was that mostly fatigue there in the sixth?
It looked like he started to get tired the last two hitters, yeah.
Last one, just as far as Ian Kinsler is concerned, what are your thoughts on him for tomorrow? Obviously, you check him out again tomorrow, but
yeah, I won't know till tomorrow.
Justin Verlander takes the loss on Friday. The veteran righty goes 5 1/3 and allows three runs, just two earned, on three hits with five strikeouts.
Yeah, a combination of both. You know, I look back at it, and honestly, it's like a lot of throughout the game. There's just a lot of like 5 and 6 pitch at bats. they did a good job when I got two strikes battling. There was a few times early that I felt like I kind of fell behind, was a little out of rhythm. Probably just the all-star break and not, you know, to come here and throw a bullpen or anything. But, obviously would like to have gone deeper in the game, but those guys did an excellent job, kind of each and every guy, really, just kind of working pitch count. I don't think there were any really quick outs except for, two or three maybe.
It seemed like you established all four pitches right away. I mean, they didn't think nothing was off, really. What did you think?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I was just kind of throwing what I felt was right.
How effective did you feel like your breaking pitches were in this game?
I think I made some strides forward. The last couple of starts really made a pretty good adjustment on my slider. I think that's been big. But, I think changeup again was threw a couple of the first two I threw were up, but again was better. I just didn't quite execute it. They were both threw three or four after that, and they all kind of were just started as balls, so they're kind of unswingable. But you know, all in all, you know, pleased with the stuff. Just need to be a little more efficient, get some quick outs, maybe attack the zone a little bit more early. You know, obviously the stuff's there. You know, the swings I'm seeing are what I want to see. Really the only issue the last couple starts has been the pitch count getting up a little quick.
This isn't wearing on you at all. I mean, with what you guys have gone through, with how you start, now you're 10 games under 500. I mean, has it worn on you? Has it worn on this team, you think?
I don't know. It's frustrating. You want to win. But, you know, baseball creates a unique atmosphere where you quickly learn to turn the page.
Is there a temptation amongst veterans or anybody in here just to, I don't know, rile things up, get in guys?
Get a big brawl?
Don't fight us. Fight the other team. But, no, I mean, amongst yourself. Just,
I don't know if it fire each other up, something to get you guys going. Let's spit.
Yo, rah-rah. Go get them.
Yeah. Does that stuff exist? I don't know. I know that gets overblown.
I don't know, man. That's it's a question from somebody that's not been in the locker room in a long time, in my opinion.
Brad mentioned he
wasn't very happy with the way the game went. How unhappy are you with the way it went as a whole?
Not happy. You know, I think, I mean, on a personal level, I need to do a better job pitching late in the game. That's like I said, that's what sticks out to me. You know, I think some of the adjustments I've made have put me in a good spot to be successful. I just need to, you know, I guess I value success at a little bit different level. And one of the major things I look at is how deep in the game can you get. You know, I wasn't able to achieve that today. So that's my goal moving forward.
Justin, you were able to give 98 striking out Donaldson to walk the next two batters. Did you run out of gas at all? Did you feel as
that? I don't know. I felt like my arm wasn't quite catching up. I don't know if it was just kind of the break in the routine with the All-Star break and not being able to, you know, I did throw, but not throwing a bullpen and just not being able to do my shoulder exercises or whatever. I didn't feel bad. Kind of got a little bit of a blister issue, but nothing I haven't dealt with before. But it kind of bothered me a little bit that last inning. Where it was kind of squirting out of my hand a little bit. Nothing like urgent or anything, but I noticed it. I felt it.
Like you felt it coming on?
I just kind of felt it. It was a little. I noticed it when I was throwing the ball.
is that something that could go forward, or is it something
no.
you deal with?
No, I've dealt with it before. You know, more the last couple of years than ever before. But it's part. You know, it's been part of my pitching for a while now. So it's not an issue that's going to prohibit anything. Just noticed it and throwing 115 or so in 5 1/3 probably doesn't make it any easier.
When the pitch count mounts and walks kind of pile up, does that become depressed almost? To
my walks didn't pile up to the last two batters.
Pardon me?
I only had one walk until the last two. So they didn't pile up throughout the game.
Right, but the pitch count too, and the count's got up to 3-2 a lot. Mm-hmm. When that, not walks, but the pitch count, does that... Where does it? You almost feel like you have to be fine, more fine to get.
I think the game dictates that. If it's a 4 or 5 run lead, you maybe pitch a little differently. But when it's 0-0 or you're losing by 1 run, you know, you lay a couple in there and give up a few runs quickly, and it's game over. You got to keep in that type of game. You can't so much worry about pitch count, where there are times where you're able to say, "Hey, it's kind of getting up there quickly. Let me try to get some quick outs." But in those type of games, you can't really ever give in.
You've got bigger things to worry about. But did it occur to you at all leading up to this that this, depending on what might happen, could be one of your last starts at Comerica Park?
Not thinking about it.
Where did the blister start forming, or?
I mean, look, I don't want to make it a big deal. I noticed it. It's probably not the reason I felt probably a little, you know, I mentioned it. so I've got to answer it. But a little bit of a pointer finger, like kind of on the nail. So it's not, you know, you hear guys missing starts because of like, you know, blisters here and there. This is more just kind of here, here, and a little bit here. So it's not like one of those, remember Smiley when his pad kind of blew up on him? It's nothing like that. Thank God I've never had any of those issues.
This is does this seem like maybe more of a bigger loss considering it comes after the All-Star break? And I know Brad was preaching new start, kind of get back in this thing. Or is that stuff doesn't matter?
You know, it matters. I don't know. I think you'd like to ideally win the first one after coming back off the break and kind of having a rough stretch there at the end and kind of hit the reset button and come back and say, all right, you know, let's go. You know, but like I said, baseball creates a unique atmosphere where you're kind of learned to turn the page in a hurry. So, you know, tomorrow's the day we turn it around.
The Tigers will look to even up this series on Saturday when Michael Fulmer makes the start at Comerica Park.